If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Nurse Wellness Podcast, hosted by Wendy Garvin Mayo, focuses on the power of stress management and how it's foundational to being your best, doing your best, and giving your best. There's a wonderful episode that you should check out called Letting Go, where Wendy Garvin Mayo shares 6 strategies to release control and manage stress effectively. Check out Nurse Wellness Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Hi, welcome to Beyond the Paper Gown. I'm Dr. Mitzi Crockover, and we are podcasting from the Women's Healthy Aging Innovation Summit in San Diego. And I have today Daphne Petridge, who is the Senior Business Development Manager for Hello Gina. Welcome, Daphne.
Hi, thank you.
You know, I was really interested in what you all are doing. It's a very kind of different approach to dealing with painful sex. So let's just, you know, start there. What is Hello Gina?
Hello Gina is a guided program that helps people with vaginas overcome unwanted pain during intercourse and make space for pleasure. And it's a 12-week self-paced program where you are guided by a coach on a needs basis. And we use cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the most researched form of psychotherapy, to help those affected reflect and change their behaviors in order to reach their intended outcomes. So sometimes there might be some patterns of behavior or patterns of thought that might be leading to enhanced fear and enhanced pain. And so we help those affected to understand why that might be happening. So for some, there might be a complex relationship to intimacy happening, maybe a specific cultural upbringing, maybe a specific sex education that leads to feelings of shame surrounding intimacy. And that could be playing a role in the tensing of the pelvic muscles, which leads to fear. So really the way that we understand painful sex is that it's a vicious cycle where pain leads to fear and fear leads to pain. And our program is designed to help those affected break that cycle.
So how big a problem is this?
It's difficult to quantify the size of the problem because there's so little research, but it is estimated that about 20% of people with vaginal anatomy have genitopelvic pain disorder. In specific age groups, this is particularly pronounced. So for example, we're at the Women's Healthy Aging Innovation Summit.
Right.
And within this community, we are seeing that 90% or up to 90% of people undergoing the menopause transition or in postmenopause are experiencing painful sex. Of those, 50% end up adopting avoidance behaviors. What does that mean? They give up on their sex lives altogether. And this is who we are targeting with Hello Gina. We're wanting to support those who are choosing avoidance as a result of the pain. Because pain can be treated medically, but once you deal with pain with avoidance, you're also letting fear and anxiety inform your decision making. And so with Hello Gina, we're trying to break this cycle of fear and pain.
And you're really addressing basically a quality of life issue.
Yes, exactly. It's so much more than pleasure. It's about quality of life. It's about happiness. It's about, but dealing with pain, you know, it's something that's extremely debilitating. And it's not just physical, it's definitely mental.
And so you said is it self-guided in that they can do it anytime, or are there therapists that work with someone?
So I like to use the word self-empowered.
I love
because
that.
Okay. It's self-paced. You do it whenever you want, okay. Wherever you want, mm-hmm. And it's guided. So there is a coach who you can speak to via text. So it's asynchronous texting with a coach who can provide feedback on a needs basis.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about privacy, because again, this has become a huge issue, obviously, lately.
We take privacy very seriously. I think it's one of the benefits of coming from a German company. We are GDPR compliant and also specific ISO standards that are usually reserved for major institutions like finance and energy. We are also compliant in those terms. So privacy is something we take very, very seriously.
Great. So in addition to the cognitive behavioral therapy, do the therapist also work with any other modalities?
Yeah, so in Hello Gina, we combine psychoeducation and CBT approach, mm-hmm. but we also offer pelvic floor relaxation exercises and eventually dilator training. So really what we're hoping to do is to help those affected address both the sexual fear and the pelvic muscle tension. This is what is recommended as the standard of care in the US. Unfortunately, this is not the case because right now, if you have and are experiencing painful sex and you go to your OB-GYN, it is likely you do not get the right diagnosis. Only 30% of OB-GYNs are trained in painful intercourse. And so because of that, many people are not receiving the diagnosis and therefore the treatment that they should be. And so they're left to their own devices. And this leads to, where do you go when you're not receiving the care you need? The internet. There is so much misinformation.
Yes.
And so many individuals affected are going online and receiving either wrong and information that has no evidence, or they are pursuing just dilator therapy or just psychotherapy. And so what we tried to do with Hello Gina is to really package these two components, which are proven to work.
And so you and I had a conversation earlier, because obviously I'm coming from this with a doctor's or internist perspective. And so one of the first things I would be wanting to do is examine that patient to make sure that there's not something else going on that is causing that problem. But what you're also doing is addressing the fact that somebody might not even tell their physician. So I'm going to do a public service announcement and say, if someone's having that issue, please do go to your physician. Do you ever counsel folks about how to talk to their physician about any of this?
In our program, we teach people to communicate how they're experiencing their symptoms. Shame plays such a huge role in painful sex, painful intercourse. And I need to add that it's not just about sex. I think that's the term we use because that's what gets people to seek help. This can also be about menstrual health, navigating menstrual health. We get some people who want to do our program just because they want to be able to use a tampon so they can have peace of mind or go to the pool, right?
Sure.
We have people who are coming in because they're terrified of visiting their OB-GYN and haven't had a cervical exam, mm-hmm. right? So it extends well beyond pleasure and intercourse, although that is our main focus and what we're helping people with. But to answer your mm-hmm. question about communication, there are lots of individuals who don't know how to communicate it to their friends or, more importantly, to their partner. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of this communication training and helping them to overcome, you know, this stigma. When it comes to providers...
You know, it's really interesting because you all are based in Germany, where this actually is a medical treatment for which a physician has to write a prescription.
Yes.
So that kind of takes care of some of the issues that we're talking about.
Exactly. So Hello Gina is based on a program called Hello Better Vaginismus Plus. And this is a treatment in Germany that is universally reimbursed, and it's a prescription treatment. So you erase this issue that we are experiencing in the US. You go to see a medical provider in Germany, and if you have a vaginismus or dyspareunia diagnosis, vaginismus is the involuntary tensing of the pelvic muscles during any penetration attempt, and dyspareunia is painful sex. You can see that that's already a problem because of the overlapping symptoms. Someone said it really perfectly during one of the keynotes yesterday, that you could make a Venn diagram of all the different terms that correspond to painful intercourse. So you can see how difficult it is right now for providers to be able to deliver on the right diagnosis, but also for patients to navigate that space.
Absolutely. And do you have any data on outcomes?
Yes. So the German program, Hello Better Vaginismus Plus, it is a prescription digital therapeutic. It is a treatment. It helps patients overcome vaginismus or dyspareunia, and it has been clinically validated in two randomized controlled trials. So we conducted these studies, and it was not only effective in making intercourse possible, but also in reducing sexual fear and in improving other outcomes such as pleasure.
So it is available, even though it's not a prescription digital here in the United States, it's still available here. So how would someone sign up for it?
Hello Gina is available to anyone that's interested. We have a website, hellogenahealth.com, and anyone who wants to buy it can just buy it through there.
And you so beautifully said this yesterday, you know, you use the term people with vaginas. So this is for anyone with a vagina. So explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so when I researched the space, the vaginismus, painful sex space, I found that there was very specific language. First of all, only women are concerned. And second of all, it was always about allowing penetrative intercourse with your husband. So there's not a lot of inclusivity in this space. And so when we built Hello Gina, inclusivity is a core component of our DNA. And so we don't use the word woman because this has nothing to do with gender and everything to do with anatomy. We help people with vaginas, people with vaginal anatomy, overcome pain during intercourse. And it's very important to us that we allow anyone that's part of the community to access the care that they need.
Great. What's with the name?
So our mother company is Hello Better, mm-hmm. and we are a European leader in mental health and a global pioneer in mental health research. And so we are under that umbrella. So we wanted to keep, you know, the hello is a wink to Hello Better. Mm-hmm. And Gina, I'm sure you can think of a word that came from.
Well, great. And then any one thing you might want to leave our listeners with that they might take action to improve their sexual health?
Let's break that stigma. I think we are attending, you know, this Women's Health Innovation Summit about menopause, and we have said vagina so many times. And when I talk about my work outside of this bubble, the facial expressions are astounding. People don't want to talk about this. And it's the stigma and it's the shame that is keeping so many in pain. And so if we just all acknowledge that, you know, in the case of Hello Gina, painful sex is not just pleasure, it's not just quality of life, it's mental health, it's cervical health, and it's so much more. So if we can all, you know, say it like it is and acknowledge that this is a problem, will be a much better, happier, more fulfilled society.
Beautifully said. Daphne Petrich, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And we do have a discount for our listeners for the Hello Gina program. The code is HG20 for $20 off. Thank you to Hello Gina and to Daphne for providing that to us. Our podcast is produced by Patrick Shambayati and me, and our associate producer is Kyla McMillian. Until next time, be well.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Nurse Wellness Podcast, hosted by Wendy Garvin Mayo, focuses on the power of stress management and how it's foundational to being your best, doing your best, and giving your best. There's a wonderful episode that you should check out called Letting Go, where Wendy Garvin Mayo shares 6 strategies to release control and manage stress effectively. Check out Nurse Wellness Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.